Next Saturday is the fall rummage sale, so if you have anything to drop off, you can drop it off this week. UCLW fall shopping trip is back, so there's a sign-up sheet for that. And if after the service anybody could help us out with the fans, I don't think we need them anymore, so we just need to take them downstairs to the bottom of the stairs. That would be great. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. It's so nice to see everybody here this morning. And we can never start our worship service without recognizing the territory on which this church sits. This one, you are included, and there are some responses for you to do.
Welcome in the name of Christ. Welcome to this place of worship, situated on the traditional lands of the Iroquois, Mohawk, and Huron-Wendat people. Welcome, you who are weary and in need of blessing. Welcome you who wonder what the point of all this is. Welcome you who rejoice at the abundance we have been given. Once upon a time, God, you delivered your people and gave them liberty. You gave food to the hungry and sight to the blind. You blessed all creatures of the earth and declared your creation good. As we join in worship this morning, come, let us worship God, giving thanks for the abundance of our lives. We are partners, participants in the work of God.
Together we are committed to helping build the city and help each other.
Now, the opening prayer may seem familiar to you because we've said it for the last three Sundays. Holy and gracious God, we gather as seekers, lovers, disciples, and friends. We gather to give you thanks for the blessings of our lives and to replenish and refuel our spirits for the world ahead. We gather to learn the wisdom of your will.
Blessed gathering as we join our hearts and minds together.
Our opening hymn this morning is Draw the Circle Wide. And if you feel like moving, please move.
Thank you.
Beloved community, let us draw the circle wide and draw it wider still. We come overwhelmed with remorse or struggling with what it means to forgive, to worship the God who teaches us true restoration. We come, and the circle is drawn wide, and wider still, not by our strength, not by our merit, but through God's grace. Amen. Friends, believe the good news. Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Our hymn now is Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands, and we're going to sing verse 1, and then when the children go down on the way down to Sunday school, we'll sing the second verse. You guys. I really need you guys up here. Right over here. I need you. Nope. Right over in the front. In the front. Okay. We're, we can sit down. And Amanda, where are you? Here. One more vegetable here. That needs a home. Okay. Now. Long, long time ago, there was this village. And everybody was so very poor. But because they were so very poor, each of the people in that village, if they had any food or anything, they kept it to themselves. They didn't share. So one day, down the mountain came two men. And first of all, they were strangers. This village, they didn't take to strangers because they didn't know what they were doing in that village. Why were they here? So one of the shopkeepers came out and said, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "We're here. We need to eat. So we're going to stay here for a while we make something to eat." "Well, you won't get anything here. We we won't be giving you anything. It's better if you just move on. That's a very nice was it? Yeah. You wouldn't do that, would you? Yeah. And one of the strangers said, that's okay. We brought our own magic pot. And best of all, Amanda, would you open this? We have something else that's very important because we're going to make some stone soup. There. Can you put them in the pot? We need those stones to make the soup. Hands up, you gotta keep standing. And one of the strangers said, is it okay if we have some water? Yeah, I guess so. And so they went over and they got some water and they put that in and started to stir. Could use some. Did you work? So they said it would taste better if there was some salt and pepper. And so one of the strangers, we could use some salt and pepper. So one of the people thought, if I give them salt and pepper, I can have some of the soup. So that's a pretty good deal. I think I can do that. And then, you know what tastes really good in this soup is a potato. And so one of the other people in the village, oh, I guess I can spare a potato. So that went into the pot. And then came, get to do it twice. It tastes even better if you have other vegetables in there, too, like celery, an onion. Each one of the people in the village brought another vegetable. And pretty soon, there was quite a delicious tasting soup. Going. In fact, the butcher even brought a little bit of meat. And so it started to smell so very, very good, especially when they put it on the fire over on there. And it was even better. Smelled so good. So all the village gathered together. They got their tables and their chairs. And they had a big feast with this delicious soup. And so the next morning, the villagers said, can you sell us those stones? We really could use those stones. And then we too can make stone soup. And then the stranger said, do you really think they needed the stones in the soup? I don't think so. He told them, it's not the stones. What made the soup so delicious? They're reading the stones. because they go with another story. Oh, I asked for it. I asked her to come down. So let's get back to the story. Okay, why did the soup taste so good? Because everybody shared, right? Because everybody shared. And if they had shared all along, they could have had even more meals, right? Do you think it's a good idea to share? I think it's a good idea too. You guys can share with us. You can share in this church your enthusiasm and your smiles. And every time you say hi, then you're sharing. So, before you go downstairs, so we can say the prayer, and then you can go downstairs. Just, we'll say a prayer first. Here you go. Let's pray. Dear God, speak to our hearts and help us to see that we are one big family here in this church. Old or young, short or tall, wherever we live, you made all of us. Help us to share, however hard it seems, to make our church and our city a better place. Amen. So now what do you do? Go downstairs, right? For illumination, may these words of Scripture give us new sight, new vision. May we see newly the abundance of our lives and the opportunities we have to share with our neighbors. Amen. First focus lesson is Psalm 126. When the Lord brought us back to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. How we laughed, how we sang for joy. Then the other nations said about us, the Lord did great things for them. Indeed, he did great things for us. How happy we were. Lord, make us prosperous again, just as the rain brings water back to dry riverbeds, that those who wept as they planted their crops gathered the harvest with joy. Those who wept and as they went out carrying the seed will come back singing for joy as they bring in the harvest. Second focus lesson, Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 14. He went on to tell the story to guests around the table. Noticing how each had tried to elbow into the place of honor, he said, when someone invites you to dinner, don't take the place of honor. Somebody more important than you might have been invited by the host. Then he'll come and call out in front of everybody, you're in the wrong place. The place of honor belongs to this man. Embarrassed, you'll have to make your way to the very last table, the only place left. When you're invited to dinner, go and sit in the last place. Then when the host comes, he may very well say, friend, come up to the front. That will give the dinner guests something to talk about.
What I'm saying is if you walk around all high and mighty, and you're going to come on, end up flat on your face. But if you're content to simply be yourself, you will become more than yourself. Then he turned to the host. The next time you put on a dinner, don't just invite your friends and family and rich neighbors, the kind of people who return the favor. Invite someone who never gets invited out, the misfits on the wrong side of the tracks. You'll be and experience a blessing. They won't be able to return the favor, but the favor will be returned. Oh, how it will be returned as the resurrection of God's people. May your sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul's United Church to hear God's continuing call to us. Imagine you're camping with your family by a big lake. You've cooked dinner over the fire and now you are relaxing around the campfire, roasting marshmallows and eating s'mores. There is no wind and the lake is perfectly still, looking like a mirror, reflecting a beautiful sunset. After eating the s'mores, the kids decide to throw rocks in the lake. They love doing this because they love seeing the ripples they make when the rocks hit the water. They have a great time seeing who can make the biggest ripples. Dad comments to Mom that the ripples the kids are making when throwing the rocks in the water remind him of the effect our actions have on others. Our acts of kindness and concern for others can have a real ripple effect. Our actions will affect those people's lives that we interact with, but also other people that they come in contact with. We know that throwing a stone into the water fascinates children as they see how far the ripples go. And even if they're little and the rocks only go in as far as just before the shore, they are so excited because they too can make ripples. As this poem by James Foley tells us of the ripple effect that our kindness can make in the lives of those we come in contact with every day. Drop a pebble in the water, just a splash, and it's gone. But there's 50 ripples circling on and on and on, spreading from the center. And there is no way of telling where the end is going to be. Drop a pebble in the water. In a minute, you forget. But there's little waves flowing, and there's ripples circling yet. But there's 50 ripples circling on and on and on, bearing hope and joy and comfort on each splashing, dashing wave. So you wouldn't believe the volume of the one kind word you gave. Drop a word of cheer and kindness. In a minute, you forget. But there's gladness still a-swelling, and there's joy circling yet. A
and you've rolled a wave of comfort whose sweet music can be heard over miles and miles of water just by dropping one kind word. Every act of kindness, concern, or comfort towards others creates a ripple with no end in sight. God wants us to go out there and create ripples. That is what He created us to do. But God wasn't sure that people would get this radical idea of loving everyone. So He sent Jesus to show us how it is done. Jesus always practiced kindness and concern for everyone. And in those days, it was a very radical idea, because it was a cold and hard-hearted time. But here along came Jesus, who had time for everyone. Jesus was compassionate, a good listener. Jesus was warm, humble, and approachable. His refreshing personality drew people in. Jesus also felt the pain of others, but was ready to share in their joy as well. Jesus loved everyone, regardless of his or her situation, Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, popular or shunned, healthy or sick, liked or despised. Jesus was always expanding the circle of his love to include everyone he met. Christ's love is an ever-widening circle. It just goes on and on and on. And Christ calls us, in fact, He commands us to let our love be that same ever-widening circle. To love our friends and strangers alike, so that the strangers can become friends. And to love those friends as Christ loves us. Or to put it another way, Christ calls us, Christ commands us to be the church. As a refrain in our opening hymn this morning says, draw the circle wide. Draw it wider still. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Draw the circle wide. It turns out that as a church, when you draw the circle wide, you find out that you just need to draw it even wider. That there is always more people that need to know that we are there for them. The hymn, Draw the Circle Wide, also tells us in verse 3, to let the dreams we dream be larger than we ever dreamed before. Isn't that what we are doing right now here at this church? At the last visioning session, we took the time to individually imagine what a day in the life of the church would look like 10 years from now. when people shared their visions, it all pointed us to using this building as a type of community hub. Like I said at the meeting last week after church, we're kind of already doing that with Encore Downstairs, Centennial Choir, Comfort Quilt, and the Wigs for Cancer. We are to open the doors wide and open them wider still to become this community that Cornwall and surrounding area needs. Each one of us is a pebble that has been tossed by God into the water of creation. What kind of ripples are we creating? What spreads out from us when we, for lack of a better phrase, make a splash? Prayer, outreach, hospitality, inclusion, diversity, welcome. These are the ripples that we cause to spread out into ever-widening circles because of who we are as a faith community and what we do in the community around us. But this is a big pond, and there is plenty of room for more stones to be tossed and more ripples to be created. Hence the suggestion box at the back, where you can put in your big ideas or your dreams for what this church can accomplish. Let's open ourselves to opportunities to share ourselves, our resources, with others in the community, be they individuals or groups, or the city, to make a difference for those living here. Let us pray. Open our hearts and our eyes to see our community as you would have us see it. Help us to find courage to sit and hear others and what their visions and dreams are, to see if we can be there for them as we continue to help build a city where no one journeys alone. Our hymn that we're going to sing now is We Are Pilgrims. This is the time in the worship service when we have faith sharing. If you feel there's anything that has happened this week that you want to share with others, if there's something in the worship service this morning that touched your heart, and you want to share it with the rest of the congregation, now is the time. If there is no one that wants to speak, then you will sit in silence.
Well, I have something to share that goes along with the sermon. It didn't happen recently, but when my children were in their little 40s, when they were 2 and 3, my husband at the time didn't know the Lord and wasn't raised in church. He came to know the Lord through a person that was going door to door for family photos, and it turned out the pastor of the church was the photographer. So my husband got close to them. And you've heard me speak before about how much I honor the Sunday school. I was raised in the United Church Sunday school. And we did start going to what he called a church. It turned out to be a cult. And it didn't rest well with me because I had all the memory verses in my mind of when I was a child. And it was in my subconscious. And I knew that the person calling himself the pastor was not on cue. But women weren't really allowed to say too much, but I objected. And anyway, my children were 2 and 3 at the time, and they were kidnapped for 3 weeks because of this pastor. My husband went along with them, unfortunately. But the neighborhood we lived in, it was row housing, and there were a lot of people that were Christians. And those people came to my rescue. Just as you said, we rallied together. I don't know what I would have done without these people, because when this happened, it happened in broad daylight and the neighbors all saw. I went through a very bad time. I was beside myself. I don't know what I would have done or what would have happened to me if these people hadn't come. Now, I didn't care about what denomination they were from, but they all gathered together from the different churches that they went to, and they held me up, and they kept me safe till my kids were returned. I learned something else through that experience. That old expression that when someone gives you lemons, make lemonade, it applies to the Bible, because I learned to appreciate a good pastor and a good minister even more. And to thank God every day for the people that are godly and are leading, the leaders in the churches that want to bring you to Christ and not just take your money and your family from you. We have a really good minister here, and I really appreciate her. And I think the last Sunday I was here, it was some kind of a minister appreciation day. It's every day. It's every day to appreciate this minister. I'm the kind of person that would, if I'm out and I'm thinking about the church, or I'm thinking, if I saw wildflowers, I would probably pick them and bring them to her. When my kids were little, they used to bring me dandelions, and I'd pat them on the head and say, "Thank you, honey, pretty flower for mommy." We can appreciate the minister here and the people that work hard for this building every day by bringing a little apple, a little flower you pick out of someone's garden that we're not supposed to be doing that to. Oh, I'm in my 70s, but I'm still mischievous. But we come through a lot as Christians, and when we have Christians living around us, we have to get along. It doesn't matter what church they belong to, but the Bible says to pray, Ephesians 5 or 6, pray always in the Spirit, pray for all of us. Pray for all the people. It doesn't matter where they come from or what church they're in, but he gave us a command to pray without ceasing at all times, and we're to pray for each other. I may not be here today after losing my kids if these people didn't come to my rescue, and they were all Christians. I knew them all. So I just thank you for listening to me, but that is an experience. God will put us through trials. and it's the prayers and the going. Get the Israelites walked for 40 days to claim their property. We have to get up and we have to go to that neighbor and we have to find out if we know something and we pray. And this is what keeps us all going. Thank you.
Good morning.
I love the story of the stone soup. It certainly shows how one person can make a difference and how a village or a community or a church community makes a difference. So I stand today on behalf of the United Church Women of Knox St. Paul's to thank everyone here for the continued support. I know we ask a lot sometimes. We have events going continuously. It is for church within these walls and the church in the community outside the walls. So we do appreciate everyone, no matter whether it's giving hours to volunteer, whether it's donating and purchasing back, everything's appreciated. Having said that, you know that the rummage sale is how many days away? If we can have a few people after church move the last five rows, we're leaving the first five rows up for the Centennial Choir for tomorrow night, though the chairs need to be moved to the side, and if we could get some of the tables put up, that would be much appreciated. I thank you, and God bless you all.
Just a bit about the rummage sale. We always need more winter coats and winter boots. Go through your closets, please. We can usually sell as many winter coats as we have, and then more.
This doesn't really go with this week, but more last week. Whenever we're looking outside, we see it's that time of year where the leaves are falling and things are kind of looking like they're dying. People look at us that way. They look at the church and they go, oh, things are falling apart, things are dying. But if we stop and look at it, you can't have growth without the dormancy. Things have to kind of fall apart to come back together again. So if we're looking at our future and what we hope to do, we can't look at right now as a sign that things can't get better. We just have to look at it as a time of, this is our time to grow. This is our time to regroup and then come back even stronger. We can become the beautiful flower or the tree or the vegetables that we look for that will continue to feed the souls and the community. We can be that plant. We just have to look at this as an opportunity to grow, not a chance to give up.
This is the time in the worship service when we have the prayer of dedication, and we often think of that as just the financial part of what we give to the church. But it's not, as we'll find out after church. It's all those times that we're asked to help, and we do it. Or we're asked to lead something, and we do it. It's all those that we dedicate every Sunday to. Or the coffee and tea that's going to be available after church today. It all had to happen. It all had to be put together. So let us pray. Loving God, we have so many reasons to say thank you to you. Your generosity, grace, and mercy are astounding. We pray that the gifts we offer in worship and throughout the week might be used in your name Help us to be generous with our money, but also with our talents and time. Strengthen us to recognize your blessings, to be grateful, and to respond accordingly. Amen. Now we have an anthem. God of compassion, on this Peace Sunday, in a world that seems less than peaceful, God of justice, bless those who work for peace through justice. Strengthen their resolve in the face of seemingly endless violence. Guide the leaders of the Middle East to know your will and to support a just peace for all of your children. God of love, lifting up the Holy Land for our humankind, breathe love and compassion into our prayers with a desire for nothing other than peace. Peace in our hearts, peace for all creation, and especially peace in the land that is called holy. God of mercy, even as we long to understand that which is often beyond our comprehension, we lay before you the hearts and minds and bodies of all those suffering from conflict in Palestine and Israel. Dear God, be with all those who are known to us, who are in pain, suffering physically, mentally, and spiritually. Let them know that you are walking with them, with your arms open wide to comfort them in their darkest hours. Be with this congregation as we step forward in faith and love to continue to draw the circle wide and expand our vision to reach out beyond the walls of the sanctuary, out into the community. All this we pray as we say the prayer that Jesus taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Let Us Build a House.
Thank you.
Go boldly into the world this week, confident that by the power of God's Spirit moving in you, you can make a difference. You can offer blessing, and you can welcome others into the circle. Let us share all that we are and all that we have, so that the whole world might be blessed. Amen.
That was better than the church.